producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hey, great. Hope I don't lose you. This weekend, my wife's mom had to go into the hospital, and she's been sick for a while, so she's back and forth, you know, every other month going to the hospital for something. And I had planned this weekend to be out of town, and we have two little babies. And what happened was she had got the phone call, and I was just about ready to jump in the car and go. And I usually jump in the car and don't say goodbye to the kids because it creates too much trauma. But she had told me her mom had to go to the emergency room. And I said I was sorry. And about that time, make a long story short, I jumped in the car and took off. And I'm trying to be compassionate about this, but it created a little firestorm amongst the family that I would just get up and go like that. And that's kind of where we are right now. And I'm...
Okay, let me get a little background. How long have you guys been married?
10 years.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 58.
And how old is she?
48.
How old are the kids?
Well, 24, 2, and 3.
Okay.
The 24-year-old is from a previous marriage of her. She texted me, and she was pretty upset that I left.
Well, did the 24-year-old... So who stayed and took care of the 2-year-old and 3-year-old? I assume the 24-year-old did.
She did, and also there was another family friend that
okay.
came
so
over.
Okay, so the issue wasn't that you abandoned the children. The issue was that you abandoned your wife. All right, let me ask you, where were you going?
Well, I had plans to be out of town to go see my oldest daughter, which is about a 4-hour drive, and obviously I could have canceled that.
Well, I don't think you had to cancel it, but it probably would have made some sense in retrospect to postpone it an hour or two, of just saying, look, let me take you to the hospital and then, you know, make sure everything's okay and I can leave from the hospital, or I'll, you know, bring you back home. The problem is, let's just reverse it for a minute. Let's assume that you just got a phone call. Let's assume that you didn't have a visit to your daughter planned, and you just gotten a phone call. You were supposed to go to visit your mother-in-law, and you just gotten a phone call that your kid had been in an accident or something, and your wife had said, "Well, you know, look, we're supposed to go to mom's." There's going to be a part of you that says, "Wait a minute." You know, the one's an emergency, one's not. You know, why are we, you know, that if there's, I think canceling your visit to your daughter was not really expected or wise, but postponing it an hour may have been a good idea just to make sure what the situation was. I mean, I think the word emergency room and parent just strikes fear in everybody's heart. And the problem is that it made you look like you didn't care. And that's the problem in a relationship.
I understand that, and just a little rebuttal on my behalf. I work in the I'm a fireman and a paramedic, so I mean I should be more compassionate. But the feeling behind it was that it was something that she had been doing.
I know. I got that, and I'm not arguing that. But look, because I run into this all the time as well. I mean, you're a paramedic. I was in medical school. I deal with crises all the time. So I'm usually fairly able to figure out fairly quickly that this is a real emergency or this is another one of those. First of all, neither you nor I are infallible. that we're going to make a mistake every once in a while, which could be disastrous. I mean, assuming that something is an emergency when it's not is not nearly as dangerous as assuming something's not an emergency when it is. And I say that to both of us. I say that to me as well as you. No matter how smart we are, we're not going to be 100%. And to downplay something that is a real emergency is very dangerous. To assume that something is an emergency where in our heart of hearts we don't think it really is probably going to be much safer, not only medically, but emotionally, number one. Number two, other people can't read our minds, and what they will view us as uncaring and callous. So, you know, I heard that. I heard that you viewed this as just one more, oh my goodness, you know, she doesn't really have a doctor, she's feeling scared, she hyperventilates, she's okay. I don't disagree with that, but you still, you understand from your wife's point of view and from your mother-in-law's point of view, that's not how it felt. What it felt was, this is scary stuff, and Tim didn't care. And so I think, okay. I'm not really reading you the Riot Act as much as giving you a perspective, because I think you're going to have to go back and apologize, not because you were wrong in fact, but because you were wrong. The perception is disastrous. When somebody's cried wolf 14 times, the 15th time you assume it's a wolf, but it could also be a wolf. And from your wife's point of view, because it's her mother, as I said, just all you have to do is switch it around. Even if you have a daughter who's a bit of a drama queen, when she calls and says, Dad, you know, I'm not sure I can make it through the night, or I was just in an accident, or you have to come, or there's somebody at my door, you know, trying to get in. A perceived emergency needs to be treated as an emergency, if nothing else, for the audience. Even if there's a part of you that says, right, it's a very dangerous philosophy, and it's dangerous on both those levels, on an actual level and on a perceptual level. So I think on this one, what I would do is say, you know what, I did my sort of male blinders kind of thing, and I apologize, and I need to tell, you know, I should have been more supportive of you. I could have taken you to the hospital, figured out everything was okay, and then left an hour later, and I apologize.
Thank you, and I appreciate all that. That's really right on. And the only tiny little thing that caught me off guard was her daughter, the 24-year-old, texted me such a negative comment, which I felt like was jumping into it too quickly.
Okay, but understand what happened. Let me just give you a little bit about that. What happened was you disrupted her point. They're, you know, look, 24-year-olds are not known for being the most generous souls in the entire world. Is she your daughter from a
yes.
previous marriage? Okay. What she felt is, number one, you disrupted her plans, and so she's not happy with you, independent of her stepmom. All right, so that's number one. She's gonna be all over you for that anyway. Number two, you know, there's tendency. Think of this. I know this is gonna be a hard pill to swallow, but believe it or not, your daughter jumping on you with 2 feet is a really positive sign that she and your wife are bonding, and in the long run, the two of them being mad
bonded.
At you.
I feel like they're ganging up on me.
But Tim, what I'm telling you, darling, is you being ganged up on by those two women is much better than the two of them having a war going on, with one of them grabbing your left leg and one of them grabbing your right and your head popping off. So while it's inconvenient and uncomfortable, it's not a bad sign, because, I mean, this is her natural allegiance would be to you, and the fact that it's with her, with your wife, is a very good thing. Even though, not to mention, basically, you were wrong on this one. I mean, you just got your little, you know, goal-oriented self in a place that was just not very viable. It happens, and all you have to do is sort of, you know, have a catchphrase that says blinders or something like that, so all of you can giggle. But the fact that your daughter was on her stepmother's side is not a bad thing in the long run.
Her daughter.
What is
My
her daughter?
My daughter was, yeah.
Well, I thought it was your daughter. All right,
no,
well, that makes it slightly different.
My daughter was indifferent, but I still hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, and look, understand that you disrupted her plans, and she's going to be on her mom. It's okay. This one was okay. One, I mean, it's not the end of the world. It just, you need to remind yourself, darling, of several things. Number one, perception becomes reality. So the fact that you were concerned didn't show. It seemed to them that you wanted to do what you wanted to do, and it didn't make any difference what they wanted. Second of all, that look for compromise. And third of all, understand that there's that male tendency to kind of put blinders on sometimes, especially when things feel uncomfortable. And perhaps most importantly, remind yourself that you have superior knowledge that not everybody else shares. So, all right, so go and make nice and have a good Christmas.
I will. And, it's just hard, too, when people don't realize that I'm the sole provider for everything.
I got it. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand and the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Kathy, you're next. How may I help you?
Hi. I've been given an ultimatum by my husband to basically get rid of, we've got six dogs, get rid of downsize or he's out.
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
how long have you guys been married?
Been married for 2 years, together for six. I had two dogs when I met him, and then we were living together, and he got two beagles that he wanted to hunt with. Then we acquired a little, you know, another little, like, purse dog, and then this was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, from what he sees on my end, that I was out someplace, saw a puppy, fell in love, kind of badgered at him a little bit while he was sitting in his tree stand trying to hunt, and kept saying, you know, no, 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 and I went ahead and got the dog anyway.
Ooh.
Very, yeah, bad move. Very bad move. So,
how long have we had the badger dog?
2 years, and he...
So wait a minute. The two of you have been living together for 2 years, and you've had, before you moved in together, you had all six dogs?
No. I had two, and before no.
Well, I thought you had the badger dog for 2 years.
We have. The dog that I bothered him about and basically purchased without his consent.
Well, after he said no,
support.
Yeah.
Right. So that dog's been around for 2 years.
Well, but I thought you'd only been living together for 2 years. Oh, no, you've been married for 2 years. You've
married
been,
for two,
okay,
yeah, living
it.
Together for four. So
let me just ask you one question before we go on.
Yes.
I can see taking home a dog and hoping he would fall in love with it. I can see asking if you could, you know, look, I'd like to bring home another dog. I can't see asking and then ignoring. That seems to me to be waving a red flag at somebody. I mean, if he did the same thing to you, you would be really upset with him, I would guess, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's been a big source of arguments.
Well, because it's not only the dog. It's, you know, you asked my opinion, then I said no, and you just completely ignored it, so it makes me feel like... Makes me feel like a jerk.
Yeah, I know. He's told me he feels like his opinion doesn't matter. And
well, worse than that. I mean, it's not even if you'd just taken the dog home, that's one thing and hoped. But to ask to say, listen, how do you feel about this? And him said, no way, Jose, and do it anyway. I mean, that's really disrespectful, honey.
I know. And the day that happened, I kept saying, are you saying like no or no, no?
And but he was saying no. I mean, that's not a very fair thing to do.
Right.
Right, so where are you at this moment?
Where we are now is he wants to downsize because he said, you know, it's very expensive to board the dog, which, of course, it is. So
right, wait a minute. Let's look at the economics then. Who, do you work outside the home?
Yeah. Yep, we both work. We split, you know, I bring in 40% of the income and he brings in 60%, so we split our bills. I mean, we pool our money together, but... You know,
what if you got a job to pay for got an extra job or pawn something or whatever to take over more of the financial responsibility? Would you be willing to do that?
I have, and that's not his major complaint. His major complaint is that, they're...
underfoot all the time.
Yeah. I don't want to say trashing the house, but, you know, they jump up on the windowsill when someone comes to the door. So the windowsill is scratched, and he said, I don't feel like making any improvements to the house when we've got six dogs running around who are, you know, trashing the place. And I can see all of that, and I know where I was wrong. But so his take on this is he's the one who really wanted these two beagles, okay? So he feels like, look it, I, meaning him, he says, I made a mistake and brought in two dogs. Now I want to undo that mistake. Those are technically my dogs. So those are the two I think we should get rid of or rehome. And in the meantime, you know, we've got four kids from 8
to
9 to 17.
All right, so wait a minute. Recap for me what he's willing to do about his beagles.
He wants to rehome them, but he wants me to do it. Because if he does it, he said, I'll take them out, I'll... let him go someplace. I'll shoot him. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I want him out of here.
Ah!
Exactly. So,
he's willing to get rid of his two. How many does he want you to get rid of?
That's it. He wants the two gone, the two weasels, because he feels like, look, it, we both contributed, we both made...
All right, but what about that I got? What about your four dogs?
Those he's... I mean, in a perfect world, he'd get rid of all of them. But he said, you know, four is manageable because the two smaller ones...
Oh, I wouldn't do it this way. I mean, this one sounds to me to have disaster written all over it. That, you know, that he gets rid of both of his and you don't get rid of any of yours. Not a very wise idea.
But that's the decision that he doesn't hunt. He doesn't pay attention to those dogs. Any of them. He doesn't hunt
all right,
them.
So, all right. So you're willing to do it his way. You're willing to take the dogs to the pound or put them on Craigslist or something.
Yeah, I want to take my time and rehome them, and
How long are we talking about?
Well, he told me by the end of January. Which...
All right, well, that gives you basically 5.5 weeks. All right, so what's the question to me? That doesn't seem to me terribly unreasonable.
I guess I think I'm answering my own question, but I feel it's unfair to... I'm attached to them. They're like... I mean, anybody who knows me knows my Instagram and Facebook.
All right, wait a minute. Stop. Are you saying that if it comes to six dogs or your husband, you opt for the dogs?
No.
What are you saying then?
I'm stuck. No.
He's put the line in the sand. And he's not only has put the line in the sand, it seems to me he's been very reasonable. He said, you can keep your dogs. I'm the one who brought two extra ones in. The two extra ones I'm willing to get rid of. You're saying there's no compromise. I want you to stay. I want all six dogs. My dear, you're going to be by yourself with six dogs if you're not careful. He's offering you a viable compromise.
Right.
He's not even asking you to get rid of your dogs or the dog that he specifically said, please don't bring this dog in. He's saying, I will get rid of my two dogs, and you have 6 weeks to do something about them. And my guess is if you appear to be doing something serious about him, he'd probably give you a little more time. You're saying, no, I want all six dogs, and you're just going to have to accept that. Nor is there reason to.
What I would like to expand on is if this was the only problem in our relationship, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
If you want out of the relationship, get out of the relationship. But on this particular issue, I'll put you on hold for a minute, you're saying it's my way or the highway. And that's not compromise. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this. 855-99-DR-JOY. Helen, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Kathy, who's got an unhappy husband and 6 dogs and 4 kids. And he said, okay, we can't have 6 dogs anymore. I'm willing to give up my 2 dogs that I brought into the relationship. And Kathy's saying, but I like those dogs. And I'm saying, Kathy, look, he's offering a compromise, and he's offering the animals that he brought in that he takes responsibility for. And you're saying it's not the only issue. So what do you want me to look at with you here?
Well, I guess part of it is that if I make this decision and I go ahead and rehome those dogs, my fear is somebody who gives an ultimatum, you know, I've been trying to analyze this, are they likely to continue to give ultimatums every time that they...
Kathy, I think that's a very weird question from a woman who calls up her husband and says, can I do this? And he says, absolutely not, and you do it anyway.
Okay, well...
The two of you do not negotiate, and it's a problem, and it will continue to be a problem. Not that I think ultimata are stupid, but I mean, you do worse than an ultimatum. He at least is open and honest about what it is and gives you time. You just ignore him.
Okay, well.
The two of you at some point have to learn to negotiate with one another. You've got no place to go.
Right. Well, the other major issue, if I can touch on it really quick, is I've got a 17-year-old that he does not get along with. And Sunday morning, it escalated to the point where my husband shoved my son. And I told him to get out, meaning like immediately right then, just so it didn't get any worse. So I've also got that where I feel like if I stay with my husband, my kids feel like I'm choosing him over them. I'm lost. I've got these two major issues that are clouding.
Well, I think you have
right
to
now.
Not, first of all, you have to make the basic decision. Do I want to stay or do I want to go? Because until you make that decision, you're going to feel like a will-o'-the-wisp. You're going to one moment decide that I'm going to stay, and the next is going to go, and you're going to be unpredictable, which is volatile anyway. If this is the relationship that you're willing to give another year to, then you and your husband need to learn to compromise. I don't know what the issue is about the 17-year-old, and I'm certainly not crazy about anybody laying hands on anybody. And there probably needs to be some family counseling involved. God knows 17-year-olds are not the most charming human beings, and it may even have been at some point in your tenure with your 17-year-old that you laid hands on him as well. I'm not supportive of it, but I think that it needs to be taken in a larger context and understand if your kids are not crazy about this dude, and so they'll go and ring his chimes, those kids are going to be gone in a couple of years, which doesn't mean that you choose him over them or them over him. But, I mean, you've got a situation where it sounds like everybody's pulling in a different direction, and that's going to make everybody feel unhappy and insecure, and they're going to do some serious acting out, which is already happening.
Yeah, I've got my two kids seeing a psychologist since the beginning of November to try to just give them another place to vent.
Well, I think there needs to be some family counseling going on here, too, which is, okay, is there a better way? That you're the stepfather, you don't have disciplinary role here, and hopefully you haven't ceded that to him or even encouraged him to do it. He's not allowed to say you can't talk to your mother that way, because, in fact, that's something that you have to negotiate with your kids, that he doesn't get a say-so in. He can say you can't talk to me that way. Because he has sovereignty as well, and he's living there, and he's helping to support them. But, I mean, it sounds like the whole family needs, a timeout and somebody to say, all right, let's think about... I mean, the very fact that you'd say, how dare you give me an ultimatum? And I'm saying, you didn't even give him an ultimatum. You just did it. You asked him to do some. You asked him. He said no, and you did it anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, and nobody, it sounds like everybody's pulling in a different direction. But I think you need to make a decision that says, look, I'm committed to this marriage, I'm committed to this relationship, and therefore let's figure out where we start. That we need to be in marriage counseling, we need to be in family counseling. The dogs, I mean, look, go and find some place to board the dogs for a couple months. So if this, still, six dogs and four kids still sounds to me like a lot of dogs. Sounds like a lot of kids,
it's
too.
It's chaotic.
Well, and maybe, I mean, Kathy, you may thrive on that. He may not, and the kids may not. And it sounds to me that part of what the 17-year-old's doing is saying, what about me? And the way he's doing it, he figures that if he behaves and clears his plate and does his homework, everybody's going to ignore him. If he gets in a shoving match with his stepfather, then he'll get some attention. That's not how you want to run a household.
No. And the thing, I mean, he's a good kid. It's literally the two of them, just they're like oil and water. He gets along fine with my daughter. I get along good with his kids. It's
well, but
crazy.
I mean, how long were you and your son alone without between marriages?
Not long enough. Months.
Well, that's its own problem, isn't it? It's its own chaos. Look, Kathy, the dog seemed to me to be secondary to do I want to stay or do I want to go. You need some family counseling. Nobody compromises with anybody in that household. It seems to me that you've set up a situation where whoever screams the loudest is who gets the attention. And that's really volatile. And it's going to get worse, not better. And, I mean, it's not even good for the dogs. The dogs will end up barking all the time. The kids will end up screaming. You guys will end up screaming. I mean, this isn't a situation that works for anybody right now. If it were a month earlier, I'd say, look, take any of the loot that you guys are going to put under the tree and invest it in some serious counseling for the whole family and see if by Easter things aren't a little calmer, a little clearer at least, about where you want to go in this relationship.
Well, I mean, the nice thing is we've both agreed, you know, he's going to see somebody on his own. I want to, but yeah, he's not opposed to counseling.
Well, and I think the two of you need to see somebody together. I mean, you have to decide if you want to be in this relationship or not. But I mean, neither of you compromise. I mean, both of you, he figures you don't pay any attention to him, so he'll just say, this is the ultimatum. He figures it doesn't make any difference what he says because you're not going to pay any attention anyway. I mean, that's communication is a non-issue between the two of you. Just holler.
Right.
You know, I don't know whether the two of you need individual counseling or not, but I would certainly, and I'm usually don't start with but I think both of you need to decide, and maybe decide in the next, you know, month or something. I'm not sure Christmas Eve is exactly the time to decide. Do we want to take a break from each other and see, you know, if it is easier, or do we really want to work on this relationship? Because if we really want to work on this relationship, we probably need to figure out how to compromise, and that means the two of us working together at least to start with.
Right.
On parenting issues, on dog issues, on marital issues, on sex, on money, on everything else.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your input.
Yeah, good luck. But the basic issue is, do we want to stay or do we want to go? And if you want to stay, I think the two of you need to figure out how to compromise. And then everything else will, because everything else you can negotiate. And the two of you have no idea how to negotiate anything.
The thing is, I do want to work it out. I'm just so, you know, I'm getting so much static from my kids is I can't believe that you would try to work it out with him after what he did to me. And I keep trying to explain to them.
I mean, but your kids have, you know, they have a minimal vote in this. So one's 17. How old's the other kid?
14.
I mean, look, they don't want to share. They don't want to share with his kids. They don't want to share with him.
Right.
They want you to themselves. You didn't wait long enough between marriages, which is your problem, but it can't be undone now. And they're not going to like any man that you bring around.
Yeah. Well, they finally expressed to me the other day that they would prefer to be doing something with just us. I'm sorry, with just me. And I said, that's great. We can do that. You've never told me that before. You've never said, I would, you know, let's go to the movies, just the three of us, without the other half.
Well, his kids would probably like to do that as well.
Right, and I do. I give them time, the three of them, you know, do things together on their own, where I stay out of it because I know they need time. They're younger.
Well, I mean, part of it is you guys, this is part of the one-year rule, and I'm not really beating the dead horse, except you can see, I mean, a lot of this would have been avoided. So, all right, find some, you know, tell him that you want to work on this relationship. If you haven't already spent the money or if you can take stuff back, put it in a fund for the two of you to do some serious therapy. Figure out, I mean, I think for right now, you can always get more dogs, and I'm not being, somebody's going to send me a horrible email about how callous I'm about dogs. But this moment, you've got four kids, a marriage, and four other dogs, and these two dogs can probably find a wonderful home for them with a hunter, and they'll get more exercise and less chaos, and you can always bring them back home if you need to. You guys need to learn how to compromise with each other.
Yeah. All right.
Helen,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cookie. Helen and Ellie, you'll both be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
True, 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to share what worked for me when I gained a lot of weight and didn't realize it. I had come back from college, and I had eaten everybody's desserts that wanted to watch their weight, and my mom, who's very, very wise, took a photograph of me. Apparently, I didn't see that I was gaining weight, even in the mirror. But man, that photograph really shocked me. So I just wanted to share that, if that help
okay.
other
people. You know, I don't know. I think most of us live in the land of the mirror, and unfortunately, most of us are painfully aware. Maybe it's a little different when you're 18 years old. But
yeah.
Helen, thanks. I'm glad. I'm glad your mother knew who you were.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Ellie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, Dr. Joy, I have a 9-year-old son who, about 3 weeks ago at school, suffered a concussion playing flag football, which isn't supposed to happen, but it happened. So, I followed all the instructions, kept him at home for a few days. Then he went back to school, and he's been spending a lot of time at lunch in the nurse's office and not taking tests and doing all of these types of things. Now, 3 weeks have gone by, and he plays with his cousins, he roughhouses, he goes to the movies, he has great weekends, and then all of a sudden on Monday he'll go to school, and I'll get a call from the nurse's yeah. office. Well, Jake yeah. is here, and he's laying down, and, you know, he's having lunch segregated from the other students. And, I mean, to be honest, Dr. Joy, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like my son, quite naturally, is probably milking.
Of course.
The school is playing into it, because when I discuss my concerns with the nurse, she'll say... You know,
well, they're worried because they're afraid they're going to get sued. How was Jake's behavior before getting smacked?
You mean...
Did he have friends? Did he like school? Was he in class a lot?
He's on student council. He's a happy kid. Everybody likes him. He's also a smart kid. I think he's kind of playing him a little bit.
Well, I think he is, too. Look, I'll tell you what I would do. What I would do for your sake, for Jake's sake, for the hospital's, or for the school's sake, I'd get Jake to a neurologist, pediatric neurologist, have him run some tests, and then say, listen, you and the doctor are going to talk, and then the doctor will say, Jake, you're fine. No more nurse.
Can I interject, Dr. Dre, by saying I first took him to his pediatrician. His pediatrician said he's perfectly fine.
Well,
but then the school made me send him to a specialist.
Yeah, well, the school doesn't want to get sued.
The specialist is the one that went overboard on all of this.
And said he's fine?
Sorry?
And did the specialist say he's fine?
No, the specialist is the one that says, well, pediatricians aren't equipped. You have to understand this.
No, I agree. I would not have sent him to a pediatrician. I would have sent him to a pediatric neurologist.
Well, when I took him to the specialist at the school, and it's a specialist in sports medicine for young people. This is who the school recommended. So I took him to a specialist, and they're the ones then that went, 120 degrees on it.
We need another opinion. We need somebody not associated with the school.
Okay.
We need somebody who a pediatric neurologist who will run some tests on him and either because look, the school is covering its butt,
okay.
And the school's specialist is covering their butt. Well, we need three separate things. We
okay.
need to first of all make sure Jake's okay, which I'm sure he is. Number two, we need for the school to know that Jake's okay so that they don't buy into this. And number three, we need for Jake to know he's okay. So the way to accomplish that is a pediatric neurologist that's independent of the schools who will give you an assessment that says, yeah, this is what's going on or what's not going on. And then, I mean, I had my daughter at one point, hopefully she's not listening because she'll murder me. She was in this great first grade class, fabulous first grade class. You know, she was learning Chinese and all this great stuff. Her second grade teacher was a very classic teacher who was doing, reading, writing, arithmetic. My kid was bored out of her skull, and so she was in the nurse's office all the time. And I'm looking at this report card where she's getting straight A's, and half the time she's in the nurse's office, and I thought, okay, skipped her a grade, and explained to her that, look, that you need to be challenged sometimes. We had this discussion, which will forever be ingrained in my memory, because I said, look, at one point I went to medical school, it was the hardest thing I ever did, and she looked at me, and she was like, what, seven? And she said, yeah, Mom, but that was voluntary. So my daughter was not the world's easiest person to raise. But, I mean, when kids are bored and want some extra attention, ta-da-dum, the nurse's office. So what we need to do is rule out that there's anything going on so you're comfortable, the school's comfortable, and Jake's comfortable that he's fine. And then what we say is, unless you're running, and then what you say to the nurse's office is, unless he's throwing up, bleeding from an orifice, or running a fever, send him back to class.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
But you need the clarification.
But is it okay, Dr. Joy, for me to have these, you know, I say to Jake, okay, on the weekends, then you're not going to be able to go play with your cousin?
No, I wouldn't. I would point out, I hear what you're doing.
But he gets to have it both ways.
Well, he only gets to have it both ways until we get an appointment with a pediatric neurologist.
Okay.
And what you can say to him is, rather than saying no, if you're that sick during the school, I think what you could, here's what maybe the compromise could be, because you and I are sneakier than a 9-year-old, hopefully, can say, look, honey, I get it. If school is that taxing and you're feeling that lousy, I think what we're going to do is just take the weekends and you know, you get to stay home because, you know, I know you love playing with your friends, and I know movies are really fun, and The Hobbit's a great movie, but school is your job right now, and I don't want you so exhausted on Monday that you feel like you have to be in the nurse's office, so let's just take this weekend. Now, he's going to be off school for the next couple of weeks, but let's just take the weekends and make sure that you're well-rested and your brain is rested.
Okay.
So instead of threatening, what we're saying is, oh no, we're going to take care of this problem for you, and here's a better way of taking care of it.
Hmm. Okay.
And we've got to be sneakier than 9-year-old. We've been hanging out longer.
Yes.
Right?
You're absolutely right. And then as a follow-up, I had signed him up for extracurricular stuff at school that cost me whatever it was, $400, and
oh, this,
he hasn't been
this,
able to
this.
Go.
Can the school I? Will help you to get the refund on that because you can say that there's some question about neurological issues.
So you don't think it's inappropriate to ask?
Ask what?
Hey, you know, I couldn't send him to this extracurricular, so can I get my...
Oh, absolutely, I would ask. I would get the school specialist to write you a note saying he's not, you know, he can't do it right now. We're going to postpone it. Give her money back. Or give her a chance to do it next year. Absolutely.
Okay.
The school psychologist or the school specialist is watching out for the school. Use that for, get your $400 back. Absolutely.
Okay.
But I think we got to make sure everything's okay for Jake, for the school, for you. Then we explain to Jake.
If everything wasn't okay, would he be fine at home and not at school?
Different issues. Don't go there.
Okay.
And I would just point out to him that, look, if school is that taxing, we understand it, but that means rest on the weekends.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Alrighty.
Have a nice holiday.
You too, Stephanie. You will be next. You get as much time as you need. We'll start you with next hour. I think the music is going on in the background. Is it not? I think it is. There it is, Stephanie. I'll put you on hold. I'll start with you very first. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joe, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.